In this episode, we're going to be discussing how you can leverage AI for curriculum mapping. I'm going to be sharing my insights on how AI can decipher EduSpeak, identify student knowledge gaps, and align content with curriculum objectives. Plus, you'll get tips on effectively integrating AI and avoiding overreliance. Tune in for valuable strategies to enhance curriculum planning with AI. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. In episode 200, we talked all about the mistakes that I made when I was being asked to teach a new prep. And in that episode, I alluded to the biggest mistake was the idea of not having a plan. So not really knowing where I was going, where I was starting, and then just searching online and grabbing whoever's curriculum I could find, whoever would respond. But I also alluded to the fact that AI would have changed everything for me. And that is an advantage that you have right now, is that you can use AI instead of having to go to those traditional, old school ways, the ones that we have normally gone to find curriculum. You could actually create a map yourself that not only fits your standards, all of that, it would also fit your students and then your season of life. Here's the thing, you may not have experimented with AI because it's not your priority right now. Today, I'm going to be narrowing it down, giving you some of the things that I've learned over the last year as I've been playing with AI a lot and as I've been using it to help other teachers really save time, especially with curriculum mapping, planning, lesson planning, to get the most out of your effort when using AI. This can be your priority now, or you can just bookmark this episode for when you want to dive into your curriculum mapping, but I want to have it available to you so that you can come back to it whenever you decide that this is something that you really want to delve into. We're going to start off with some ideas or some ways that you can leverage AI to create your curriculum maps or just plan in general. And these are the things that I feel like have been the most significant, the best ideas or best ways that I've been able to utilize AI. And the first is that AI can decipher EduSpeak. When you are given a course description or standards, and they are written usually in language that hopefully you can understand, but sometimes you can't, especially if it's a new class, new to you, you don't feel like you are completely qualified to teach this class. For example, when I was going through my education, I did drafting and it was on CAD, but there wasn't a lot of 3D drafting happening at that time. As technology changed, as 3D started becoming more and more present in industry, as well as 3D printing, I had to teach myself how to then teach that to students. It was never something that I had learned and already had a curriculum map for. And quite honestly, most of us who were teaching that at that time were having to develop things on our own because nothing existed. There's also times where you've got that EduSpeak. When you look at those strands and standards, a lot of times they are written for people who completely understand what is happening in there. I don't know how many times I have been in various meetings, especially in IEPs, where we're talking education, language, EduSpeak, with parents, with other people in the room who have absolutely no idea what's going on because it's being written with different vocabulary, different language. And a lot of times I feel like I see that when it comes to standards. They are written in such a way that they are not easily explained to a fifth grader. You can use AI to make it make sense. That's, I think, one of my favorite things to do is to use AI to figure out what exactly are these standards wanting my students to be able to do by the end of this class. The other thing too is that sometimes you only have a description. You don't have strands or standards, and you are taking a paragraph of text that the counselors have used to draw students to take this class, and now you need to make a semester or year-long course from that. Utilizing AI, because it's a language tool, can also help you figure out, okay, what does this exactly mean? How am I going to teach students what they should know and be able to do by the end of the class? The other valuable thing that I've found that has really helped with AI and utilizing that tool is understanding or figuring out the gaps that my students might have in the course. If you are an expert, or if you're not an expert, a lot of times it's hard for you to know what misconceptions students are going to have because you don't have those misconceptions. Or maybe it is content that you had at one point learned 15, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but now you don't have those misconceptions, and it's hard to go back and realize, what misconceptions did I have? Asking ChatGPT or AI will be able to identify those gaps of knowledge and help you kind of like figure out what and how you should be teaching things so that you can address those. Now on to some frequently asked questions. I felt like this was a good way to finish off with this episode to give you some more insights that I've had. Here's a question: how can AI be effectively integrated into curriculum mapping without replacing teacher expertise? With this one, you are using AI as a tool. And the idea is, it's supposed to be saving you a lot of time, a lot of thinking time, but you are ultimately still the expert. One of my favorite things to do with AI is kind of test it. I am looking at things that I am already an expert in, so I can see where AI is having problems and where they're not quite understanding, and then I can modify the prompts to get the output that I want, so that when I am then experimenting with something that I don't know a lot about, I can trust that more likely than not, the output that the AI is giving me is going to be correct or enough to at least go off of. And this is really, really valuable if it is a new to you class that you may not feel super confident in teaching. The next question is, what are some examples of AI tools that can assist you with curriculum mapping? Now, I've already mentioned it at least once in this episode, but my favorite tool still is ChatGPT. I use the free version. It's 3.5, and it has done great things for me. I haven't actually experimented with the 4.0 version, which is the paid version, to know like the differences, but I feel like I'm getting enough out of ChatGPT. And the reason I like ChatGPT is, first off, there is no paywall. There are other tools out there. I would imagine that the majority of the educational AI tools that are available can help you with lesson planning. That's like the number one thing. Lesson planning, curriculum mapping, whatever it needs to do, it can help you with that. Unfortunately, though, most of those now have a paywall. If you have an AI tool that your district or school has already purchased, look at that first and see if there's anything in there. If there isn't, then refer to ChatGPT, because you can train it. You can use the prompts to get what you want out of it. It does take a little bit of finessing, but it is like the original ChatGPT or the AI, and majority of the other programs that are out there use OpenAI or ChatGPT as kind of like their base, and then they're giving the prompts to it. How can teachers ensure that AI-generated content aligns with their curriculum objectives? Now, this really goes back to your prompts. You've got to make sure that when you are prompting your AI, your tool, whatever you're using, that you are referencing your either your course description, if that's all you have, or your standards, and making sure that those align. If you are just asking the tool to generate a curriculum map for a course based on the course name, and you're not giving it any additional information like the grade level of the students or some of like the classes prior to or after or the standards, you're really going to be missing the mark because you have no idea what it's going to give you. And it may or may not be standards aligned. Really working on those prompts to make sure that they have all the information that is necessary to get the good, valuable output is imperative. And for our final question, it says, what are the potential drawbacks of relying too heavily on AI in curriculum mapping? So as I had mentioned before, you can experiment with something where you are an expert first, and then use those prompts that now you've really made sure work and get the right answers so that you can use it for new things. I think part of the over-reliance is that you're making assumptions that everything that it's going to output is going to be correct. And we still have to remember, you are the expert. You are the one who knows your students, knows how you like to teach, who has at least a little bit of knowledge, hopefully in your content area, or you're willing to learn it so that you can really sift through and figure out what should be kept and what should be thrown away. There are ways to leverage AI. The whole idea with AI and using it for curriculum mapping is to take the thinking away from you so that they can do all of the decision making and then you come in as the expert. We also answered several questions about ways that you can effectively utilize AI, possibly some tools, my favorite tools to use, and then how to make sure that AI is giving you the best output so that you are not over relying on it and possibly getting poor output. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. To help spread the word about this podcast, take a screenshot of this episode, add it to your IG stories, and tag me at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next time.